This is VOA News. I'm Tom McNeil. Taiwanese voters headed to the polls for presidential and legislative elections. The vote follows months of signs that China is stepping up political influence and disinformation on the island Beijing claims as its own. More from VOA's Ralph Jennings.
Voters lined up in thick crowds outside Taiwan's polling stations on Saturday morning in an early sign of strong turnout in a presidential election that will chart the future of the island's relations with China. The government in Beijing considers Taiwan part of its own territory that must eventually unify with China. But Taiwanese said in surveys last year they prefer today's democratic self-rule over unification. Anti-China protests in Hong Kong over the past months raised fear among some Taiwanese voters of what life might be like under rule by Beijing. China has ruled Hong Kong for more than 20 years. Ralph Jennings, VOA News, Taipei.
It appears, at least for now, that an outright U.S.-Iran war has been averted. VOA's Brian Patton explains.
The prospect of another imminent war in the Middle East has subsided for now after Iran's retaliatory missile strike against a U.S. military base in Iraq caused no reported casualties. But the recent escalation of tensions following the U.S. drone strike in Iraq that killed Iranian General Qassem Soleimani has some critics suggesting President Trump was motivated to take military action in part to shift attention away from his impeachment. The president's decision to take military action against Iran, some analysts say, was motivated largely by frustration over Iran's continued attacks against the U.S. and allies in the region. Past presidents have also been accused of using a military crisis abroad to rally support at home. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.
And this is VOA News.